Welcome to What Would Jane Do?, a podcast exploring women's work in cities and urban design. Today on the podcast, we're looking back at the four conversations we've had so far and chatting about some of the patterns that we've noticed and the moments that stood out to us. We also take some time to introduce ourselves a bit more and share some of our favorite spaces at home and away. So my name is Caitlin, and I'm recording from Birmingham, Alabama, in the deep south of the United States. And Kajsa, you're based in Sweden, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Gothenburg on the west coast. Just newly moved here, actually, but I'm really liking it.
Good. And Stephanie, you're actually in the same city as our interviewee, Camila.
Yes, I live in Cali. I met Camila when we were studying architecture. We weren't really good friends at the beginning, but we're really close now. And I moved here right after, I've been living here my whole life, and I moved here after being in Scotland when I met you guys.
Yeah, so the three of us actually met on the very first day of orientation for our master's program in Edinburgh. We were all there at the first orientation.
The really nerdy ones,
yeah. There were two orientations and we went to the first one.
We were eager.
Yeah.
I remember I was so nervous that day too, you guys and thinking, they were so cool.
I remember when that Kajsa had already done everything that she needed to do, like all the paperwork, getting her student ID, and we were like, where should we go? Where are we?
That's how I function when I'm really nervous. I've sort of done everything before. I remember even our tutor Harry was shocked. He's like, oh, okay, oh, that's good.
So true. So we had an incredible time doing our master's program in Edinburgh in Scotland at the University of Edinburgh and Harriet Watt University. And then towards the end of it, that's when we actually came up with the idea for Collectivo and where the idea for this podcast then came from. So as we were, about to go our separate ways and move back to our home countries and figure out what we were doing for work and career and life and all that, we wanted to keep working together. So that's how we dreamed up.
It's been so nice as well, because I mean, that was actually the last time I saw you guys in real life. I mean, since then, which is 2018, mm-hmm. We've only seen each other through Skype. So
I know it's been an excuse to keep in contact.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nice.
I love it.
Yeah, and then this podcast has been great fun because, we've kind of tapped into some of the people that were in our program and then beyond that, some of our own networks. But the inspiration for it was wanting to share these stories about women early in their careers in urban design or city planning or anything that kind of touches that. And, mostly from a desire from us to hear more stories about people at the beginning stages. You know, you always hear these interviews of people that have built something or created something or discovered something, and they always share their beginnings. But sometimes I like hearing the stories when you're at that beginning point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the inspiration for this. And we've talked to some really great women so far, and we're excited to continue that. One of the things that, we've talked a lot about and that I think we've seen in our interview so far is that this kind of idea that you have to walk down a few paths to get to where you are now. And, there's turns and weaves and sometimes it's not super clear, where you're going until you get there. But I've appreciated hearing from each of the women that we've spoken to and hearing about how maybe they started out studying architecture and then ended up in urban design, or studying history and then, being in urban design and preservation work. I really appreciate that. And then also just that the kind of multidisciplinary fields, like we talked a lot about how we really loved our master's program because it was so multidisciplinary, and have appreciated hearing that from our interviewees as well.
Yeah. And like, you know, from a personal point of view, I love hearing other people talk about their paths, because sometimes that, like, growing up can be really lonely, and if you're different from the rest, it's even worse. So listening to them and relating to their stories, it's been such a growing opportunity for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does help hearing where other people are similar to you, and knowing that you're not alone, and kind of like your struggles to find your path.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. So did you two have any favorite moments of the four episodes that we've done so far, or anything in particular that stood out to you?
Oh, I've just loved hearing about their cities, how each of the, four women that we've interviewed, how they describe their cities, and just getting to know their cities through their voice and their eyes, and like from the pictures that they send. I enjoy it a lot. It's, for example, when I go to a new city, I don't like going on tours, because I feel like you only see part, like a superficial part of something, of a city or a place. But with, I don't know what I'm saying, but I just enjoy it more when someone that lives there shows you your city. So I feel this is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's as you say, like someone living there and giving their perspective is always with other eyes as someone coming there as a tourist, isn't it?
Yeah.
You
get to see kind of the nooks and crannies, and then also the like personal aspects about it. There's an emotional attachment to a place when you live there. I've enjoyed seeing that too.
Yeah, and with this pandemic that we are having right now, it's the fact that we can't travel, or we can't with restrictions. It's like a little trip that you take each time you talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Kaisa?
No, I was actually going to say, I mean, I absolutely agree with Stephanie, and in particular the one that it has been a moment of traveling in your mind, isn't it? I really like, for example, Chin Chin's really lovely exploration of how Hong Kong is and the topography. And I mean, for me, it's always been a city of amazing skyscrapers and high density buildings. But then suddenly she talks about all those small villages and trekking paths, and it was so great to hear that.
Yeah.
And also, like, for example, Wafa, and when she spoke about her city Batir, and its long history of being a border city. I mean, there we see that a World Heritage status did not only stop an actual wall to be built, but I mean, it's also done what it should do, keep the Roman terraces there, and what it has done for Wafa's life, and what it's doing for Palestine. And no, it's been great to hear these personal stories.
Yeah, and speaking of Palestine, it's, you know, interesting because most often what you hear of news coming out of Palestine is the conflict in that region. And the same could be said for some of the other locations that we're talking about, where, you know, stories of conflict dominate the news cycle if you're not living there. But these interviews really give a perspective beyond that conflict and the life that goes on despite that. I've really loved, I mean, all of these women are working in cities that are facing some of the same urban issues as cities all around the world. And they're doing the daily work on the ground to address them and problem solve and come up with new solutions. And that's the bit that we really wanted to highlight and share, like their personal work in these spaces. So I hope that we've done that. So one of the questions that we ask everyone that we interview and that we really love is asking them to share about their favorite spaces in their cities. And partly because you really see, like, you get a personal aspect to it, and some of the spaces are surprising. Some of them aren't as much, but they're still interesting to hear what it is and why that space really speaks to that person. I think you learn more about that space, but then you also learn more about that person by what they choose. So since we wanted to kind of share a little bit about ourselves in this time, I figured we'd ask here. So what are some of your favorite spaces? Kaisa, what's your favorite urban space?
Well, as I said, like, I've just moved to Gothenburg. When I came back to Sweden after graduating from Scotland, I moved to Stockholm, and I'm also have a past in Stockholm as well. So Gothenburg is very new for me, and also moving here during a pandemic was maybe not optimal because it's been a bit tricky to go out and explore that much. But it's one area that really I've been several times, and it's such a lovely place. It's a neighborhood called Haga, which is this really classic cobblestone street with charming, like, two-story high wooden houses, and all of them have, like, shops and cafes on their first floors mixed with housing above. But it's just something really, really sweet with the whole area. So yeah, it's a lovely place to linger at any time of the year. But I would say, like, my absolute favorite space, funny enough, it's in Edinburgh. It's Portobello Beach. I think you guys would agree that it's a lovely place.
Yeah. What is it about Portobello Beach that you love?
I don't know. It's just a connection to the water, isn't it? And actually, guys, it's also where Colectivo started, because we had brunch in that lovely brunch place next to the beach. Yeah.
True. We had a very good English breakfast there.
Should we do a little bit of a branding? Because that was at the Butternut Squash Cafe. Such a funny name. I hope it's still there. It's so nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
What about you guys?
Well, yeah, like, if we're talking about Edinburgh, then my favorite space there is Calton Hill, this little, not so little hill in the middle of the new town. I just loved going up there and do some people watching and seeing the sunset and just walking around. You could see the whole city from there. But if I'm thinking about Cali, then I guess I will agree with Camila. I have to agree with her that my favorite space is the boulevard, the river boulevard, Boulevard del Rio. And funny enough, I went there this week because it's on the other side of the city. Like, I go there maybe once every 6 months. The dynamics that are happening there, like, it's so amazing how you could, like, you can see how public space evolves with time. And now with the pandemic, that people are actually enjoying public spaces more. There's this whole new life there, people running or just sitting and talking with people, eating, dancing. I liked it a lot. It was interesting.
That's cool. That's so neat to hear.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I think my favorite space right now in Birmingham is actually the Rotary Trail. So it's a trail that they've redeveloped out of an old train bed. So Birmingham, I kind of like to think of our river as like a train. Train tracks that run through the very middle of downtown. So we have, there's also this wonderful, it's one of my other favorite spaces, is Railroad Park, which is like right next to the train tracks. And so, you know, occasionally the trains will rumble through town and it, like, we don't have any, like, any waterways in Birmingham proper. So I like to think of that as our river. But the Rotary Trail actually connects to Railroad Park and is this really beautifully done, beautifully designed walking path that the train bed was actually kind of below street level. So it's almost like a little valley or like a ravine that you're walking through, but it kind of moves up and down from street level to below. And it's just a really nice walking path. They've got like great little benches here and there and, you know, some foliage like rosemary and things like that planted along it. And it's just a nice place to walk. I've gone there during the pandemic and walked with friends or just walked from my apartment to there to get out, get some fresh air and enjoy the city. So I would say that's my favorite urban space right now.
That sounds nice.
It sounds so. Yeah, it really does.
Yes. I will take you there next time.
When we can travel
whenever again. Whenever you can travel again and visit Birmingham. Well, I'm really excited for some of the conversations that we have planned for the rest of our first season of What Would Jane Do? And that's partly because we're going to be talking to some women that have some really unique roles, and I'm excited to hear their perspectives on how they contribute to their cities.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be so interesting to hear some other perspectives, how you can be involved in city development, because, I mean, it's not only about designing new spaces. There's so many other aspects
to
it.
Yeah, I think at the end, I mean, we are interested in urban design, but also how a city is built. And a city has so many different layers, so we are interviewing women that are involved with those layers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to What Would Jane Do? We're excited to continue exploring women's work in cities and urban design and have some great conversations planned for the rest of the season. So be on the lookout for those. But in the meantime, let us know what you think of the content. What has been your favorite moment? Is there anything you would like us to ask or discuss in our coming interviews? Leave us your comments on any of our social media platforms. You can find us on Instagram at Collectivo Design and on Twitter at Collectivo DG. You can also read more about who we are, our collective, and follow up on more content from our interviews on our blog at collectivo.com. And that's Collectivo with a K.